I have one more question, Dr. Marshall. Kidney stones.
Okay. Well, there are three types of kidney stones. The most common kidney stone, of course, is calcium oxalate, and that's maybe 80-90% of them. But then there's some stones from uric acid called uricosuric stones, and there's a rare stone called struvite, which is magnesium ammonium phosphate. Let's focus on the big guy, and of course, supposedly they take a strainer and try to catch him and then assay it and make sure it's oxalate. And if it is oxalate, we know from studies done at University of Pennsylvania and at UC Irvine that many of these are triggered by a pesky little guy called nanobacteria. And we have learned the hard way that this guy really gets us from highly heated cooked food and low HCL. So okay. If indeed your son or yourself or someone has had this, the first thing you want to check is, are they getting some sea salt, air-dried sea salt in the diet? Is it adequate? Are they young enough to produce enough HCL themselves? Or are they getting older and the stones are coming simply because we've been eating cooked fruit for a long time and exhausted our ability to produce HCL? And what I recommend is that when you hit about age 21, you no longer are dumb enough, you're smart enough at this point, that you no longer eat cooked food without taking HCL. And when you do that, according to studies that have been published, it's guesstimated you could extend your capacity, your own viable HCL capacity, well beyond age 200 if you could live that long. So in other words, it solves the problem. And the thing to remember is that if we don't get a good HCL, we may get the stones back again. Yuck. Okay? So now what are we going to do about getting rid of them? Well, probably the best thing on earth to it's really more of a preventive. It's really more of an upregulation for the body's own systems in the kidney. And what I would recommend is heart nano detox. And who is this for? How old are they and how much do they weigh?
It is for me, and I am going to be 40 this year, and I weigh 140.
Okay, so the first question I'd have is, are you sweating a lot more recently?
Yes, I've been doing the infrared sauna.
I'm okay with that, but when you break the sweat, as long as you're good and healthy, you want to taste the perspiration on the outer edge of your arm, right up by the shoulder.
Okay.
And it should always taste a little salty. For the next 10 days, I would go on a teaspoon of salt and 16 ounces of water. This is air-dried sea salt or our pink salt, okay? And you'll take this, and usually when you mix it in 16 ounces of water and drink it, within 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you have a great big bowel movement. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You're going to do this for about 10 days.
Okay.
After that, you're going to just make sure you have at least a half teaspoon to one teaspoon of salt in your food a day, and you're going to keep monitoring that outer shoulder. Now we know that hopefully you are now able to produce normal HCL. The other thing that I would do to protect that treasure of a body you're trapped in is I would get on our HCL detox kit. And here what I would do is use about, at your body weight and age, maybe two HCL, one activator, end of the meals. Now, there are some people who have had C-sections or other major scar traumas from the pubic bone up to the forehead that have occurred 10 or more years ago, and this scar is sedating the normal energy flow to the stomach, and it's interfering with your ability to digest your food, so it makes you look 60 when you're 40 at the stomach. If this is the case, you may even get in trouble if you try to take the HCL. It may not feel good. If that happens, you'll have to go on stomach complex, and you'll take two of those as tea before meals until you find and Medibody pack the scar so you can eliminate that interference field. Then you will no longer need stomach complex, and then you may still need the HCL detox kit. Now we've got what I would call the ounce of prevention, which exceeds the pound of cure, and I'll come back to the heart nano. Here, what you would want is about, 4 teaspoons, and you're going to put that in about 16 to 24 ounces of water, maybe 5 teaspoons, just depending, and you will use this for 4 months. And Lord willing, at the end of that time, the kidneys are back to track at their best health and everything's looking good. And so we don't have to look forward to stone after stone. Okay?
Right, right.
All right. Well, thanks
for your
call.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Now.